This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Dateline Izzard County, where an altercation at a Calico Rock restaurant Sunday afternoon resulted in the arrest of 31-year-old Joshua Matthew Kegbine. He lives on Highway 56 near Calico Rock. It was on charges of public intoxication, third-degree battery, and terroristic threatening, second degree. According to Izzard County Sheriff Tate Lawrence, everyone involved in the altercation were employees of the restaurant and had been on a float trip earlier in the day and had been drinking. Kegbine remains in the Izzard County Detention Facility pending an appearance before a judge. Also in Izzard County, a Calico Rock man was arrested for second-degree terroristic threatening, three counts actually. It was in an unrelated matter, but on June 20th, charges were filed against 42-year-old Darren Weldon Wyatt. Wyatt's accused of going to a Pineville residence and threatening physically three people. Wyatt posted bond the day of his arrest in the amount of $570 and was released from the Izzard County Detention Facility. And in Independence County, a breaking and entering led to the theft of several $1,000s in personal items from the storage building of Vance Richardson of Batesville. Police say sometime this month, someone entered Richardson's storage building on Bethesda Road and took over $13,000 of personal property, including several pieces of galvanized wire gauge, different sizes, Igloo brand cooler, chainsaw, push mower, antique fire extinguisher, metal pins, chrome wheels, and antique clocks. Well, there it sits. Right on the highest point of the roof of the Independence County Courthouse, right there on the eastern side, the Broad Street side, a white commode, or a toilet, if you will. Charlie Morris with the county judge's office said the office staff learned of it this morning. Morris figures someone used a rope to hoist the toilet to the top of the building and said, "We'll probably have to get it down the same way." And before you ask, no, it is not the county's after-hours restroom facility. A bootlegger operating inside of the city limits of Batesville was arrested Friday. A Hispanic woman living at 2225 Neely Street in Batesville. She was 32-year-old Juana Baymax Perez, and she was charged with illegally selling alcoholic beverages in a dry county. The sheriff said information from neighbors led to a surveillance. Sheriff Steve Jeffrey said he moved the raid to high priority when he learned that not only was she selling illegally, but also selling to minors. Jeffrey said a few days before, his alcohol and drug unit sent in undercover agents to make buys. Jeffrey said in Friday afternoon's raid, deputies confiscated over 50 cases of beer and a variety of trademarks. He said several bottles of hard liquor were also taken into custody. There were four children ranging in age from infant to 11 years in the house. They were turned over to the care of members of the local Department of Human Services. And the Batesville Fire Department rushed to a fire at Arby's restaurant in Batesville late Saturday afternoon. Fire department officials say the call came in around 4:45. The department spokesman said apparently the fire started in the outside wall of the south side of the entrance door to the building on St. Louis Street. The fire was contained basically to that area of the building. The department spokesman said the building suffered mainly smoke damage and some light water damage. It was speculated that it could have started from a cigarette or cigar that was tossed into the moss in the landscaping of the front flower bed. Apparently, the moss ran under the front wall of the building. The Department of Health will have to inspect the building and approve its sanitation, and that can take a few days to get to that point. The Batesville Fire Department was assisted by members of the North Side and South Side departments. And the number of rigs actively exploring for oil and natural gas in the U.S. rose by 22 this week to 1,882. Oklahoma gained 11 rigs. Texas added 5. The count for Arkansas was unchanged. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.